Welcome back. We'll now get into deposit accounts in little more detail than what we did in the last chapter. So let's start with how do you open a deposit account. So who can open a deposit account? It can be opened by anyone, and it's actually a contract between the person and the bank. So any adult above the age of 18 and of the sound mind can open an account. Minor can also open an account jointly with their guardians. And in some cases, banks may allow minors above 12 years of age to open saving account on their own single name with no overdrawing in minor's account. That means there's no overdrawing possible in the account. It can who can open it? Individuals, sole proprietors, HUF, which is Hindu undivided family, partnership, trust, association and limited companies can open the deposit account with the bank. So, it is the first entry of any person to become a customer of the bank. So, let's say you didn't know anything about the bank and you start your relationship with the bank by opening an account. Now, there are a huge guidelines by RBI for the bank detailing on the process of opening of account. And all of this comes under the category called KYC, which is Know Your Customer, which the banks have to follow very diligently. So therefore, it is said utmost vigilance is required in opening and operations of account. Large number of frauds are perpetuated in the banks, mainly through opening of account in fictitious name, irregular payments of check, manipulation of account, unauthorized operation in account. And therefore, this has to be taken care by the bank while it is opening the account. So know your customer or KYC is very important for a bank when you open a deposit account. In the past, there was introduction to open account. So there were you needed an introducer so that it becomes easy. An introduction had to be from the existing customers. Introduction is mandatory even though documents of identity and address is provided. And introduction is, as I said, KYC guidelines of RBI says that introduction is required. And therefore, because it is helps in identifying someone with a known customer of the bank. And bankers have legal protection under Section 131 of the Negotiable Instruments Act for payment and collection of instrument if the bank acts in good faith and without negligence. This is to take care that in case of frauds, should always bankers be penalized? Obviously not. So if they have done in good faith and have followed the KYC guidelines and under the PML Act, which is Prevention of Money Laundering, then they are protected under Section 131 of the Negotiable Instrument Act. So as we continue, so RBI has laid down strict guidelines while saying that proper identification is required. So that the banks know who their customer is, and therefore introduction becomes again important. So a lot of emphasis on introduction is given by RBI. Account should not be opened without a meeting. So they say face-to-face meeting is required to open an account. And introduction can only be given by existing customer, respectable person from local community or another banker. Bank managers and staff are discouraged to give introductions, and the banker will seek to from the introducer comfort that the person being introduced is respectable person, that is honest with integrity and morals. If the person is unable to give introduction, then he should give sufficient information about his past before the account is opened. So this can happen when you are shifted into a new city or a new town, and there you don't know anyone who has an account with the bank. In those cases, you can say that you don't have introduction and give the details to the bank about your past. The bank checks it out and still opens the account. And most importantly, it is not that anyone can just become an introducer. So introducer is explained that what are his roles while he's introducing someone, so that he does that in good faith and in the right way. RBI says that you don't need introduction in certain cases. One of them is also salary accounts. The RBI permits gives some concession that you don't need an introductor in such a case because the company acts like a de facto introducer. For semi-government agencies and government organizations, there is no need for introduction. RBI also clearly states that if you have open an account and that account is used for remittance, which means money coming from outside India, then more inquiry needs to be done about that account. Many times introducer cannot come to the branch. In that case, his signature needs to be verified whether it is right or wrong. Self-introduction does not give comfort to the bank, so self-introduction is normally discouraged. Again, no introduction is required for a limited company or trust because they are formed under a relevant act where all the due diligence has already been done. RBI says the bank should also send letter to customer and introducer to seek confirmation at the time of account opening. Photographs. Now, RBI clearly states that the bank needs to obtain the photograph of the customer and the person authorized to operate the account. This actually applies to all deposit account. In case of minors, guardian's photograph is also taken by the bank. So even Pardhan Ashin women of a different community, their photograph is also important and the bank needs to take that. More importantly, the photograph has to be recent and the bank does not reimburse this cost. This has to be borne by the customer. And a fresh photograph is not required when you open additional account within the same bank. But normally bankers ask if that is possible because then you have the recent photograph once again. And very importantly, it does not mean that photograph can substitute for signatures. So both are required, signatures and photographs. And in many cases now, the bankers ask you to sign across the photograph so that there is no possibility of the photographs being replaced. In certain cases, photographs are not required. Obviously, there is no photograph. But for other bank, local authorities, government departments, where you open account for cash credit overdraft, and we'll get into details of this as we go along, you don't need a photograph. And for staff members, whether in single or joint, you don't need a photograph. Address of the account holder. As part of KYC guideline, it is very important to get full and complete address of the depositors so that they can be traced without any difficulties. As we speak, the banks have started asking for landmarks around the place so that in addition to getting the postal address, they also have some landmarks through which they can reach to you very easily without any difficulty in case required. Independent confirmation of address is required. So therefore, your recent telephone bills, electricity bills or society bill are normally asked by the banks as a proof. A bank should also send a letter of confirmation to the address to check whether the address given by the customer and inputted by the bank staff inside the system are same and valid. PAN or GIR number. So PAN of an account opener of initial deposit of 50,000 and above must be obtained. Without PAN, normally it is said account should not be opened. However, there are certain exemptions for people who don't have PAN, they can still open account. But obviously anything above 50,000 deposit when at the time of opening an account needs a PAN. And if he does not have, then he has to submit Form 60 of the Income Tax Department giving reasons why he is not having a PAN. Specimen signature and authorization. Specimen signature is of the client has to be procured with account opening documentation. All further transactions of the customers, the signatures are verified with this specimen signature. Hence, the specimen signature needs to be checked very thoroughly and it has to be correct. Because otherwise, a lot of operational part of the account may get hampered if this is not taken care properly, both by the customer and by the bank. Again, they say the opening to avoid any default account opening or fraud cases, the branch manager needs to authorize the opening of the account, or branch manager can also delegate that authority to someone else who needs to authorize it. So there is some bank officer which authorizes opening of the account. All account opening formalities must be undertaken at bank premises and documents should not be taken out for execution. So all the documents have to come to the bank premises, checked, and then only account opening process should be initiated. Exception, bank may depute an officer to verify particular or signature, etc. Additional precaution required for current account, so not for saving account, is that you take a declaration from the account holder that he is not enjoying any other credit facilities for with any other bank or obtain particulars of credit facilities. This is to ensure that same person does not get try to default various banks. So the bank keeps a track of whether the additional credit facility is available with other bank or not. Account opening bank must also ascertain all details and inform the concerned lending bank. So if you already have a current account with someone where you have an overdraft facility and you come and open a bank account with another bank, the bank in which the new account gets opened has to inform to the lending bank about the status. No current account should be opened without NOC from the leading bank. That is required. And if there is a consortium, which means all three or four banks or five banks come together, then the bank must inform consortium leader if there is multiple banking arrangement, all the banks in the arrangement. This again, consortium is normally formed when to give loans, when loans are given. So the risk is distributed among the various lenders. Then in such a case, the leader, consortium leader must be informed. And if the customer has a multiple banking arrangement, then all the bankers needs to be informed by the bank which is opening the new current account. Some rules for saving account. So saving bank rules should be annexed as tear off portion to account opening form. So once you sign the account opening form, you can tear off the rules and keep it to yourself. And if there is any change in the rule, the same is updated in the bank's premises, the website, and also in many cases a letter is sent to the deposit owner. Information on account holders should be treated as confidential, so that is part of information security. It should not be used for cross-selling. Information should be relevant and not intrusive. KYC information obtained should be purely on voluntary basis from the customer. So you ask the customer to give details and not try to find the details from somewhere else. Nomination. Nomination is one of the term when if you do a Google, you will find some 200 definitions of nominations. But nomination primarily at its barest sense means that in case something happens to you, then who can operate this account? It does not give the ownership of the balances lying in the account to the person, but only the operational part is taken care of by the nominee. One of the very important steps which all of you must fill and ensure that for all your accounts, whether in bank or outside or even in your shares and mutual fund investment and things like that, you must have a nominee there. So bank must insist for nomination. I have given you the reason why. If the customer says I don't have a nominee, then you must take a declaration that you really don't have a nominee. This is especially important to avoid any issues which comes at the demise of the account holder. Who should operate in case of a demise? The fact should be recorded on account opening form and the account is opened, and whenever the statement is given or passbook is generated, the nominee details are also mentioned. So what we need for documentation for opening the account, for different type of accounts, so whether it is individual, minor, professional intermediary, proprietary concern, multi-level marketing firms, PEP residents outside India, non-face-to-face customer, lower income group, disabled person, sick, old, HUF, partnership, LLP, association, society, club, trust, nominee, fiduciary accounts, limited companies, all these have different documentation requirement which we will cover one by one. So for an individual, you have to fill the form in the prescribed format with your name, occupation, full address and PAN. For establishing your identity, following documents can be given or used: driving license, passport, photo credit card, voter's card, PAN card, government ID, letter from recognized public authority. For address verification or proof of address, you need to give your latest telephone, electricity bill, ration card, bank statement, letter from employer, specimen signature card with signature attested, and the verification of that attestant. In case of minors, The rule says the account should not be allowed to be overdrawn. That means only to the balance possible you can take the money. The bank normally are very reluctant to open the minor account with mother as guardian as per Hindu Minority Act. However, under exceptional circumstances, accounts are opened. Minor account should always be in credit, therefore should not be allowed to overdrawn. And any large value transaction that happens in a minor account must be undertaken with proper inquiry. Client account opened by professional intermediaries. When such an account is opened, the client must be identified. Bank should hold pooled accounts managed by professional intermediary on behalf of entities like mutual fund, pension fund, lawyers, CA, stockbrokers for the funds held. And intermediaries should be regulated, one, so as to rely on customer due diligence, and the bank should satisfy himself that all the CDD part has been taken care. Account of proprietary concern. So this is little in addition to the proof that is required for an individual. You also verify the identity of the concern. You take the address proof of the proprietor, proof of name, address, activity of concern. You take some registration certificate in case it is registered, or in case you're paying sales tax or professional tax, then the registration for it. The document should be in the name of the concern, and income tax return and utility bill copies are mandatory documents. Accounts for multi-level marketing firms. So multi-level marketing firms, they mobilize large amount of deposit from public with promise of higher returns. So the representative of such firm opens an account with various banks to deposit this amount. This is actually an illegal activity. Normally banks do not open multi-level marketing firms accounts, and if they open, they look for strict compliance on the KYC or AML, which is anti-money laundering. Guidelines are strictly followed. Account of politically exposed person, PEP residents outside India. So PEPs are individual entrusted with public functions in foreign countries. So the bank has to collect information on activity, purpose of opening the account from the public domain. They need to verify identity of the person, source of funds, before accepting politically exposed person as customer. There needs to be a constant monitoring for such accounts, and these norms are applicable to PEP family members as well. Accounts of non-face-to-face customers. So many times customers cannot come to the bank to open the account. So in case such a thing happens, then what kind of precaution the bank should take? So usual customer identification process anyways must. Certification of all documents that are submitted are required. And in case of cross-border customers, additional responsibility of matching the documents by third party is required. So the embassy of that of the country in that other country kind of verifies the document. And third party, whoever opens the account, should be regulated authority. So there is a lot of focus on low income group account opening. So in order to make unbanked customer into a bank customer. So not all KYC guidelines are compiled. So they don't need to ask for certain documents, and there is a simplified procedure for these kind of lower income group. It is also known as no frill account kind of for the banks. A disabled person with autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardedness, and multiple disabilities. So in such cases, if still the account needs to be opened, then the guardianship certificate can be taken by the bank to open such an account. The guidance should also be provided to parents, and the legal guardian is allowed to operate such an account. In case of sick, old, and incapacitated non-pension account holders, it is said that they should be given the same facilities as pension account holders. Account holders, if too ill, thumb impressions may be obtained for withdrawal of funds from account. And if they are not able to put the thumb impression, then they should be the person can be identified by two independent persons. And if the person has lost both hands, even toe impressions can be taken on the instrument. And in case of person with autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation, and multiple injuries, legal guardian can open and operate the bank account. Hindu undivided family, HUF. So, HUF declaration signed by all the co-personers. Affirming composition of HUF is required. Karta, names and relation of all co-personers, including minor sons and their date of birth. You need to have an HUF deed. An account is opened in the name of Karta or in the name of HUF business. And obviously, certified true copies of IT returns is taken as the required document. Partnership. In such cases, if you need to open an account to operate in terms of partnership, then a certified true copy of partnership agreement is required. You should also list down all the partners and their addresses. True copy of the, and which has to be attested, of the resolution of partners to open and operate account must be obtained. Letter has to be signed by all partners and addressed to the bank for opening and operating of account. Power of attorney is normally granted to employee to transact the business. PAN card is required and telephone and other bills are accepted as proof of address. Limited liability partnership, this has come recently into formation by around 2008, and all documents that are required for partnership is also required for limited liability partnership. In addition to that, a registration certificate from the ROC, which is Registrar of Company, is required. Association, societies and club. So any association, society or club needing to open an account for its activities, financial transactions, must give its certificate of registration by the competent authority. Governing body resolution is required. Certified true copies of bylaws. List of management committee members. Name and addresses are required. Management committee resolution to open the deposit account and the manner in which it has to be operated, whether two signatures, three signatures, five signatures, and what are the limits. Everything has to be laid down in that resolution and given to the bank. Trust, nominee or fiduciary accounts. So there is a possibility that the trust, nominee or fiduciary accounts is used to circumvent the customer identification process or the KYC process. So in that cases, bank should also insist for receipt of satisfactory evidence of identity of the intermediaries and arrangement in place. True copy of trustee charter bylaws are required. List of trustees, their address and their phone numbers, and resolution of trustee to open the deposit account is mandatory. Limited companies. So limited companies should also give their articles of association and memorandum of association, their certificate of incorporation, certificate of commencement of business, and the resolution passed by the board to open and operate the bank account, including names of person permitted to operate the accounts, principal place of business, and the copy of PAN card and the address proof must be provided by the limited companies in order to operate the bank account. KYC guidelines. So bank has to put a system and processes in place to ensure that all KYC guidelines as given by RBI and enforced at the date of opening of the account are adhered to. And all AML standards have to be taken care of. All the indicative list of documents must be relied upon and asked from the customer. Your permanent correct address is required. If address is different from the in the document and the current address, then that has to be checked. Unique identification. Aadhaar card can be also treated as proof of identity. Narega job card can be accepted for opening of bank account. This is necessary to open small accounts. And money mules may be used by money launderers. Hence, bank should be vigilant. For salary account open, certificate from employer should be obtained. This is our employee. Customer acceptance policy should be followed strictly. Account of bullion dealers, jewelers should be categorized as they are cash intensive business and high risk. So they have to be given special attention for anti-money laundering review. A periodical review of KYC AML should be done by banks to ensure regulatory guidelines are met. Transfer of account from one branch to another, a very clear, well-defined procedure needs to be followed for it. Banks are advised to initiate steps for allocating unique customer identification code to all their customers. So some call it SIF, some call it UCIC when entering into new relationship. And KYC verification of all members of self-help group need not be done while opening the saving bank account. So there is the self-help group where people try to help each other out and they open only one account. So for that, KYC verification for all the members are not required. Only members who will operate the account, that is required. So with that, we come to the end of this section.